Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. You've probably heard me talk about tsunamis at some point in the past. I've talked about tsunamis a lot over the past 20 years because we have a huge tsunami threat here on the North Coast. Of course, the time between local tsunamis can be many years, so it'd be easy to forget about the hazard, except, you know, tsunamis occur around the world often enough to remind us. Same thing with damaging earthquakes. But we have another hazard that doesn't seem to be on folks' mind as much, which is river flooding. This region has had some major river flooding in the past. And of course, the largest river flood in recorded history happened around Christmas of 1964. I never forget the year of that flood, or how many years ago it was, because I was born in 1964. Now, the damage to many towns in 1964 was unbelievable, and 24 people died. And by the way, the largest tsunami to hit this region in recorded history also happened in 1964. And during that tsunami, Crescent City had many city blocks that were destroyed, and 12 people died. So that was a really bad year for Northwestern California. But what I find is interesting is, as a region, we focus a lot on making sure that we understand and are prepared for the next great tsunami, but we hardly talk about the next great river flood. And maybe I'm partly to blame for that as much as anybody. Ironically, I started my career with the National Weather Service as a flood specialist for this region. So I'm going to dedicate a few community comments to the flooding hazard that we have and how to be prepared for it. For starters, however, I'll point out that if you've already prepared for the next great tsunami, then you are already mostly prepared for the next great river flood. For example, if you have emergency supplies on hand, including food and water, to ensure that you can get by during the isolation that can happen up here due to a large tsunami, then, well, you can obviously use those supplies if the isolation happens because of a river flood instead. And this is a major concern for river flooding, because all of our roads into the region cross over our major rivers. And when those rivers really flood, they can take some of those bridges out. Which might not be intuitive, because aren't those bridges designed to handle water? But remember, when rivers flood, they carry debris with them. And that debris can be entire trees or even an entire house. And when that debris reaches a bridge, it can pile up on the bridge's piers and therefore act like a dam, and then the water backs up and exerts huge forces on the bridge. So I'll leave you with that thought for now, and we'll pick up next time to continue talking about our next great flood. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.